Boogie Monster Gerber.
And before we all go crazy, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Crap from the Past. Crap from the Past. I don't know how to say it. I always have this problem whenever I sit in for Ron Gerber. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. Yes, tis I, Simon Husbands. You may be familiar with my voice if you listen to the show that comes on immediately following Crap from the Past. I am the host of True Brit. But tonight I'm sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, which I need a nickname. Ron's got Boogie Monster. I need a nickname. I need people to suggest a nickname for me. I badly need that. And I need a theme song. I need a theme song and a nickname. That's what I need. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have a theme for tonight's show. And we just played a song which you're probably thinking, I know that song. And, of course, it was Wizard with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. The old Wizard song, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. But the version that we played you was actually a slightly different version because, of course, it didn't feature the lead vocal from Roy Wood. But this was specifically for a reason because, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to Crap from the Past for any length of time, you'll be aware that Ron has a little feature called Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. And I like that idea. I do. I like it. I like it a lot. And so this week's show, this week's Crap from the Past, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. And what do kids like when they listen to songs? Well, I'm thinking they like songs featuring other kids. So tonight's show, including the song you just heard, will feature children's choirs or choirs that include children. So it's all about the kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the kids. And so, of course, the only vocals on that last version of Wish It Were Christmas Every Day was the children's choir, which is all jolly, jolly good. So if you like that kind of stuff, then more of it coming up. In the meantime, I did set my research department up to figure out a whole bunch of songs. So for the next hour and a half or thereabouts, you'll be listening to every song that has a children's chorus on it. So it's all about the kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on KFAI. So once again, this is me, Simon Husbands, filling in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past. And the next song featuring children from the archives is...
I'm your wicked Uncle Ernie. I'm glad you won't see or hear me.
The research department, that's not exactly the kind of thing we were looking for. Thank you very much. So, no, we don't want any of that stuff. This is all good stuff featuring good children's choirs like this one, for example, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're any fan of me or True Brit, you'll know where this is all heading. Watch out just before midnight.
I've been sitting here all day thinking same old dream 10 years away, thinking now my days are gone, memories linger on, thoughts of when I was a boy. Penny farthings on the street, riding motor cars but funny things, frightening, bowling hoops and spinning tops, penny dreadfuls and lollipops, comic cuts, all different things.
Thank you.
aeroplanes tied up with string, flying jelly bones and talking things, sighing. A radio and phonograph, Charlie Chaplin made us laugh, silently falling about. Familiar things I keep around, near me. Memories of my younger days, clearly come into my mind. Thoughts of when I was a boy.
Grandad, Grandad, lovely, that's what we all think of you. Grandad, Grandad, lovely, that's what we all think of you.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
You make me sick.
On Crap from the Past.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there we go. So we're just lilting off into the background there. Clive Dunn with Grandad. That was a huge hit. 28 weeks in the chart. Half a year, ladies and gentlemen, in the UK charts for that one song. Clive Dunn, whose catchphrase was, he was in a TV comedy show, and he played an army guy, and his catchphrase was, "They don't like it up 'em, sir. They don't like it up 'em," meaning that the Nazis did not like the bayonets up them. And that was a very successful TV show that made Clive Dunn a star as an actor. But he met Herbie Flowers. Herbie Flowers played bass on Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. You know that bass line that goes boom, 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 boom. Herbie Flowers played that. And Clive Dunn met Herbie Flowers at a party and said, "Yeah, Herbie, they don't like it up 'em." Now, she probably didn't say that, but he probably said, "Herbie," because he was a thespian, you know, he was an actor. He probably said, "You know what? Write me a song. You're a songwriter. Write me a song." And so Herbie Flowers did write that song. And you'll never guess who was playing keyboards on it. None other than Rick Wakeman from the band Yes played on that song, Grandad. And it proved to be a number one in the UK and featured a children's choir, which is what this show is all about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. By kids, I guess that's what we could say. It's by kids. And nothing says a children's choir more than James Brown with "Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud."
we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
Monster Gerber.
He knew he wanted to be a rock and roll star.
On Crap from the Past.
Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. He did. Ron always wanted to be a rock and roll star. He was going to be a drummer. And he probably wanted to play in James Brown's band. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. With a school choir behind you. I think nothing says children's choir more than say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. I think, you know, it's all about the kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crap from the Past. Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids by Kids. I think another kids song or another song that kids would appreciate, probably one of the most famous songs with featuring a children's chorus, Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. And a little bit of background to that song. Another Brick in the Wall, you know, was produced by Bob Ezrin, who had a previous history of recording children's choruses with, of course, School's Out, the Alice Cooper song, which he also produced. But he had this idea to put a children's chorus on the song, which originally was kind of a small little snippet that was going to be in The Wall, the album from Pink Floyd. But he had to send a crew out to a local school just round the corner from where the album was recorded. And he didn't tell the band he was going to do this. He just went out there. His crew got as many kids as they could, 24 different kids, probably more, all singing in different voices. And then he put them all together. He played them for the band, and he knew that they loved it. And the funny thing was, they were paid like £1,000, which is like $1,500, to do the recording. But there was no kind of royalties or copyright or anything like that. But just recently, the kids that recorded that became eligible for the royalties from the broadcast. And so one of the PRS people, the Performing Rights Society, contacted different members of the choir through Friends Reunited, presumably from the school website. And so now a lot of those kids now are lodging claims for royalties, which means that Pink Floyd are having to shell out for the song. So having said that, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crap from the Past, this is me, Simon Husband, sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
Don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey! sun. Life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth in the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all our horses hides the sun. We are mighty on the earth, on the earth. You have come to move me, take me from my ancient home. Land of my fathers, I can't leave you now. We will share it with you, no man on this earth we're on. Now the wheels are rolling, hear the howling winds of war.
Seven of Minnesota's hip-hop artists will come together for the second annual Cold Flows for Warm Clothes in support of American Indian youth in South Minneapolis. Sponsored in part by KFAI, the Cold Flows concert features Big Quarters, Half Dozen, Greg Grease, Mally, Metasoda, Tall Paul, and Res Rap Records. Featuring Bionic, DJs Frank Castle and Nemo the Hooligan, and hosted by Toki Wright. The show will take place at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 22nd at the Cedar Cultural Center. This concert is in support of youth programs at Little Earth of United Tribes, a native-run housing complex in the heart of the Minneapolis urban community. More information is on the events page at kfai.org.
What is
Below the Waist? The 1001 audible sounds that contribute to enjoyable living.
Below the Waist.
Web-exclusive programming uploaded to kfai.org every Thursday for your streaming pleasure. Below the Waist.
Your hearing will never be the same.
Where can you find Below the Waist? KFAI.org.
Please, can I see what you've got below the waist?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
You're having my baby.
On Crap from the Past.
Does anybody else find that below the waist thing a little bit peculiar? To me, it sounds like a cross between, like, Jungle Book and Deep Throat. If such a thing exists, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. This is Crap from the Past with your special guest fill-in, him who has no nickname, Simon Husbands. I need a nickname, don't I? I need something. So it'd be Simon Husbands. But what could it be? Simon Sausage Face Husbands, something like that. I don't know. I'm not saying that you should. It should be that, but it doesn't really roll off the tongue very much. But Ron Boogie Monster Gerber sounds like it was meant to be. Simon Husbands. That's what I'm looking for. If you have any suggestions, ladies and gentlemen, please let me or Ron know. And so it's a very special Crap from the Past because it's all about Uncle Ron's songs for kids. And what could be better than what would kids like more than to hear music that features their own kind? They're a peer group, if you like. Songs with kids' choirs on it. And we just heard... one of the classics, Another Brick in the Wall from Pink Floyd. And then we heard the Cheyenne Anthem from Kansas, from their album Left Overture. I'm going to play one now, which is a cracking song. It's a song that made British Australian, because he's really Australian, but he spent a lot of his time in England. Rolf Harris, currently under suspicion of some dubious charges, it made him cry when he heard this song, ladies and gentlemen, because it talks about the relationship between a son and a father, and then the father dies. And so, you know, it's just the perfect kind of song for a children's choir. And that's why we're playing it tonight on Crap from the Past, Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. This is Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years.
Blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. More crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got.
just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is, I'm a softie, I have to admit that, you know, but you listen to a song like that and it makes you just realize that time is short, really, when you think about it. The lifespan of an average person just seems to go by in the blink of an eye. And that song tells the story of, it was written by a guy called B.A. Robertson, who had a somewhat strained relationship with his dad, and then his dad died fairly shortly after he wrote the song, shortly before he wrote the song, I should say. And so very personal lyrics, but I think lyrics that everybody who has a parent, a father or a mother can relate to. And so, you know, just if you're a child and your parents are still around, then tell them you love them, you know, because most of the time you do. And if you don't, well, Well, tell him anyway, because you never know what might happen. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a bit of a softie, so let's move on.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Kid, get out of here.
On Crap from the Past.
You're sitting in your seat, and then you stand and clutch your breast. Our music drives you wild, along with the rest. You watch me singing a song. You see what my mouth can do. Can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing it to. Well, listen, God, wait, that's my answer. You, God, wait, that's my answer. You're dying to be seen.
KFAI Community Radio app allows you to listen to KFAI, pause and rewind the live audio, and view the program schedule for KFAI all at once.
You can explore on-demand content,
search for programs,
bookmark a program for later,
and share stories and programs with family and friends.
The KFAI radio app is brought to you by the people at KFAI and Listener Interactive,
and is currently available for Android, iPhone, and iPad devices. For more information, visit KFAI.org.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
If you can go and put some real clothes on and some makeup and don't tell anybody how old you are, you can have this job.
On Crap from the Past.
So it seems, ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Simon Husbands. I am your... I am your resident alien presenter. Sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ron's... Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids. So it's all about the kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Every single song played on this show tonight features a children's choir or children. And if you're at all aware of me and my background, you will know that we are heading towards something so horrible, so disturbingly bad, that it'll make you want to run shrieking and screaming from your radio to the hills. It'll make you want to take your radio set and put it up on eBay for immediate dispatch. It'll make you want to have this show be on TV so you could switch it off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up just shortly before midnight. The climax of Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids by Kids. And so we just heard Kiss... with a song called Great Expectations from the album Destroyer. One song that I used to love when I was a nipper was a very odd song. I couldn't really understand quite why the song was actually in existence until I found out later on it was kind of a stage show. But this was a huge hit in the UK. And I thought for years and years and years that it was called Grocer Jack. And I couldn't think what grosser meant. And I was studying German. I thought it meant like Big Jack, like the German word gross, G-R-O-S-S-E, Grosser Jack. I thought it was that. But it actually turns out, no, Jack was a grocer. He was a greengrocer. He sold produce. And it all came from a musical called Teenage Opera. So this is Keith West with his excerpt from it. Enjoy the children's choir here on Crap from the Past.
2, 3, 4. Counts the days into years. Yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms, his legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. The people that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewife shell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, or marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. Sunday morning, bright and clear.
lovely flowers. Decorate a marble square. People cry and walk away. Think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. The little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Buzzer Jack, is it true what Mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no. Buzzer Jack, is it true what Mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no. Buzzer Jack, is it true what Mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Keith West. Keith West, good old boy, Keith West. Keith West was in a band called Tomorrow, who are kind of a, I'd say, a hippie kind of acid rock band in the mid-60s. And he got involved with that stage show. And that song actually made it to number two in the UK hit parade. The hit parade. And I think the children's choir on that particular song was actually particularly bad. Some pretty sloppy timing there that nobody actually bothered to correct, which I think is not good. It's every song on this show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is all about kids because it's Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids by Kids here on Crap from the Past. And if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. We're playing nothing but songs with children's choirs participating in the songs. And mostly when you have a children's choir, normally they're singing not by themselves, but with a supporting role to normally an older person. And as in the case of Clive Dunn and Grandad, he was playing a character called Grandad, you know, the kids kind of crowding around saying, Grandad, we love you. Which person do you think would be the most suitable person to be a figure of love and adulation and adoration that kids would want to kind of swarm around and just love and cuddle and just kind of be next to? Do you know anybody like that? How about Bob Dylan? And I bet you're thinking, no. And well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, I am thinking, no. But it happened. As you are about to witness, ladies and gentlemen, there's a Kris Kristofferson album called Singer-Songwriter, and there was a guest performance by Bob Dylan with a group of children, and the song, for some strange purpose, was called They Killed Him. And I think it's only right and fair that you, at this point in the duration of this Crap from the Past show, do get a chance to listen to Bob Dylan surrounded by a children's choir here on Crap from the Past, Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids.
There was a man named Mahatma Gandhi. Wouldn't bow down, he would not fight. He knew the deal was down and dirty. Nothing wrong could make it right away. But he knew his duty and the price he had to pay.
dream of beauty that they cannot take away. Just another holy man who dared to make a stand.
My God, take him here.
The only Son of God Almighty, the only one called Jesus Christ. He healed the sick and he fed the hungry, and for his love they took his life away. On the road to glory, where the story never ends. Just the Holy Son of Man, I'll never understand.
My God, they killed me.
Just a holy son of man, I'll never understand.
My God, they killed me.
There was a man named Mahatma Gandhi, a man named Martin Luther King, the only son of the God Almighty, the Holy One called Jesus Christ.
So there we go. That's Cuddly Bob Dylan with a children's choir and some Pentecostal singers on a song called They Killed Him. And ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering, the Kiss song that we heard was also produced by Bob Ezrin, who produced The Wall, as well as Alice Cooper. All three songs had children's choirs on them. So it makes you wonder about Bob Ezrin, doesn't it? He's got a thing about children, children's choirs. And I did like that Bob Dylan song, however, notwithstanding the strange kind of almost spooky idea that Bob Dylan would be surrounded by adoring kids. But I like the song because it actually mentions Mahatma Gandhi, which I've always been interested in as a person, and especially his brother, Mahatma Coate.
Listen to Hmong FM every Friday evening at 6:30 to hear the latest news, music, and commentary about the Hmong community. I'm Kathy Muchapau, and I'll be your co-host with Va Meng Mua, bringing you arts, culture, and music by Hmong artists. News with Hmong Today headlines, interviews, and live music. Hmong FM, giving you a glimpse into the Hmong American experience every Friday evening at 6:30.
Thank you for tuning in to KFAI Community Radio. We know there are many worthwhile organizations deserving of your financial support this time of year and are grateful that you would consider KFAI.
Listener support makes the local music, news, and voices from around the world that you hear on KFAI possible. KFAI is an independent radio station. Your support keeps KFAI on the air.
It's easy to make your gift online at kfai.org or call us at 612-341-3144. Thank you.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you by Southside Pride, a monthly newspaper locally owned and operated in South Minneapolis. Southside Pride celebrates the racial and cultural diversity of the Southside and serves the Phillips, Hiawatha, Seward, and Cedar Riverside neighborhoods and more. More information is available at southsidepride.com.
Ron
Boogie Monster Gerber.
I'd like to thank you on behalf of the group, and I hope we pass the audition.
I don't get it.
On Crap from the Past.
Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, Crap from the Past. It's me, Simon Husband, sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I still need a nickname. Simon Husbands. When I was a kid, I did have a nickname. I had a number of nicknames, and none of them I really liked. Some people used to call me Huzzy. Husbands, you know, Simon Husbands. He's Huzzy. And then some people call me Slimy, Slimy Simy. I didn't like that one much either, for obvious reasons. So I'd like a good nickname. I'd like a good nickname, and I'd like a good theme song. I don't know what my theme song is. I need to see. Maybe I'm going through a midlife crisis or something where I need some kind of validation for just being me. Anyway, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, the problem is we're playing all these songs for children's choirs on Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids, by kids. And I don't think, you know, when you think of the notion of a children's choir performing a song, the idea that the song might be so sweet and sickly never enters into the equation. Does it? See, take this song, for example. What we need is a good children's chorus. How about this?
Sing, there we go. Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing not sad. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song.
Monster Gerber.
He began his career as a man and continues today as a woman.
On Crap from the Past.
Happy Christmas,
Kelco. Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
So this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas, everybody, and I mean that from the heart of my bottom. Seems like kids' choirs, especially in the UK, where I'm from, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured that out by now, kids' choirs are often incorporated into big-selling Christmas songs. Yep, it's true. And so that one was no exception, of course. Happy Christmas, War Is Over from John Lennon. And before that, we heard The Carpenters with Sing, which was a pretty good children's choir, actually. I quite like that one. So if you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, this is Crap from the Past. I'm Simon Husband, sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. And it's all about Uncle Ron's songs for kids tonight. It's all music featuring children's choirs. And I'm going to play one. I mean, we've been playing some pretty popular songs, and, you know, the fact that I'm collating them and playing them all in one place is good enough. But I do like to educate, and so I'm going to play one that you may not be aware of. So this one goes out to all fans of Peter Pan and to the Robinson family. This is Grace Darling from the Straubs.
Thank you. have given shelter, you have kept me safe and warm. And in my darkest night, you have shone your brightest light. You are my savior.
That's the Straubs there. That's from an album from the mid-70s called Ghosts. Grace Darling is the name of the song. Grace Darling was a lady who was the daughter of a lighthouse keeper. And she became very famous in the early 1800s in the UK because she and her dad woke up one morning to find that a ship had shipwrecked despite the lighthouse. Presumably they'd forgotten to turn the light on. A ship had shipwrecked itself on some of the rocks round about where the lighthouse was, and so Grace Darling and her dad went out in a little rowboat because they thought this was the quickest and most efficient way of rescuing any survivors, and they managed to pull ashore about 10 people. And so Grace Darling, even though she was just a young girl, was a heroine. And the Straubs were a folky band, had Rick Wakeman on keyboards. Rick Wakeman coming in again. Maybe we should team Rick Wakeman and Bob Ezrin up together, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, that song was written and created by the Straubs, recorded in the chapel of a school called Charterhouse, which was actually the school where all the members of Genesis went. That's where Genesis was started, at Charterhouse School. And, yeah, so interesting stuff, I would say. Good band, the Straubs. If you've never heard of them, it's probably worth checking out. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crap from the Past. This is me, Simon Husband, sitting in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. It's all about Runcle Ron's songs for kids, by kids. Music for the kids, by kids. Every song tonight, ladies and gentlemen, has a children's choir on it. Even this one from Talk Talk. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Talk Talk, Happiness is Easy. Probably one of the worst kids' choirs. Seems like they didn't even know the song. Have a closer listen. That's too late, they've gone. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Happiness is Easy from Talk Talk. And that goes out to Steve and Anne. Happiness is Easy. Good people. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me, Simon Husbands, here on Crap from the Past, sent in for Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Everything is about the kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because it's Uncle Ron's Songs for Kids, by kids, featuring kids. Every song we've played since the show started has had some kind of kids chorus on it. And we will press on. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are leading inexorably yet firmly to a conclusion. I did say that most of these songs feature choirs where they are supporting an adult. It's not always the case, ladies and gentlemen, as we're about to prove. But let's have, in the meantime, a little bit of Pat Benatar.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
Ladies and gentlemen, We Belong from Pat Benatar, featuring a children's choir here on Crap from the Past. This is me, Simon Husbands, as we head into the climax of the show, ladies and gentlemen. If there is one piece of music that I could play for you that would tell you, Bob Ezrin, or any of you producers, do not work with a children's choir. it probably would be this one. Some children's choirs achieve greatness. This is one of them. Their greatness was fleeting, but their greatness has been remembered. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a song called There's No One Quite Like Grandma from St. Winifred's School Choir.
Garden concert time now. Tissues at the ready.
Gentlemen, St. Winifred's School Choir proving that everything is possible. They were number one for Christmas 1980. They knocked John Lennon off the top spot. That's it for Crap from the Past. We will see you soon. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Speak to you soon.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.
So long.
Welcome to A Taste of Britain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and thanks to that internet thingy, just about everywhere on KFAI.org. For the next 2 hours, you're going to have a cavalcade of British music, courtesy of good old true Brit, Simon Husbands. So sit back, relax. Here's Simon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is me, Simon Husbands, here on True Brit, here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. You know, so we're listening to the music we play every week here. This is the theme tune from Doctor Who. I don't know if you're aware, but of course this year is the 50th anniversary, so there've been all kinds of stuff on. I finally got around to watching the docudrama An Adventure in Time and Space, which basically tells the story of how the first episode in the first series of Doctor Who came to be created. Told a little bit of the story behind the actors and the producers. Damn good stuff. If you get a chance to see it, there's a very poignant part of it where the very first Doctor, William Hartnell, knows he's leaving the show. And in the story, he kind of looks off into the distance, and before you know it, there's Matt Smith, the current Doctor, looking at him from the other side of the TARDIS board. And it's almost as if to say, you know, you may think you're gone, but really, you're just the start of something big. And it was a very poignant moment. Try and check it out. An Adventure in Time and Space. If you're a Doctor Who fan, watch it. It's very interesting. So, what have we got on store for you today, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we've got the normal stuff. We've got the charts. We'll be looking at the charts and the news from the UK. You know, it's Christmas. And so, because of that, you know, you'd think maybe there'd be a little bit of Christmas music. But, you know, I kind of let everybody else take care of that. There may be a little bit of Christmas music in there. I don't know. We'll see. Well, of course, there's going to be a little bit. But, you know, it's not exclusively that, because I think everybody else does it quite as well. But last week, I was cheated. Ladies and gentlemen, I was cheated. I wanted to play you a song from the new Erasure album. It's a Christmas album. It's called Snow Globe, and I was cheated, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to give it another crack. This is Erasure with Gaudete.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus.